بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancer's tumor, Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
The dawns of the month of Ramadan should not be missed. The annual Ramadan Quranic meeting, April 30th, 2019. Sometimes one feels that a reciter recites the Holy Quran as if he were taking a book in his hands and reading it word by word. This is not good, and it does not fulfill the purpose. You should instill the message into the minds of the audience. Sometimes this is possible with repetition, and sometimes it is possible by stressing a sentence or a word. This should be done. Another point that should receive attention is observing the tone. Of course, Arabic and Quranic tones are not tangible for our people and Qur'an. They are not tangible tones. A person who recites a Persian poem does so with the appropriate tone. But if the same person wants to read out an Arabic poem or sentence, he may not be able to choose the appropriate tone because they are foreign to us. They are not familiar and tangible tones like Persian tones and songs. However, Quranic tones are gradually becoming tangible for Quranic personalities and reciters of the Holy Quran. This is because of repetition and exposure to the Holy Quran. These tones should be adopted in the right way.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
I sometimes listen to reciters who recite Quranic ayahs in a pleasant and very good voice. Their voices are of a high quality, and they have strength and a good pitch and vibration, but they do not observe the tone. Observing the tone, that is to say, the order and discipline of the song and what your recitation is based on, is necessary. You do not recite the Holy Quran in an ordinary way. You recite it in a rhythmic way. Perhaps in all religions, at least in all those monotheistic and non-monotheistic religions which I am familiar with, holy texts are recited in a rhythmic way. We have witnessed this up close. So, you should recite the Holy Quran in a rhythmic way, and this rhythm and tone should be observed. The tone should be adopted by observing its requirements. If this is not done, it will undoubtedly not produce the desired effect, and it sometimes produces the opposite effect.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done.